From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Syria is abolishing nearly 50 years of emergency rule that gave the government broad powers to detain anyone considered a threat. This was a key demand for the Syrian opposition, but it may not be enough for President Bashar al-Assad to halt the more than month-old uprising against his regime. The Libyan government's allowing humanitarian aid in certain areas of the country, but NPR's Peter Kenyon says Muammar Gaddafi's military is opposed to allowing foreign troops to escort aid convoys.
Libya and the UN have agreed on a humanitarian mission in the western part of the country, mostly controlled by Muammar Gaddafi. But Libya's deputy foreign minister said any armed presence would be regarded as military, not humanitarian. The European Union is reportedly prepared to send up to 1,000 troops to Libya to help get aid in and evacuees out of conflict zones such as Misrata. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton told Al Jazeera's English language channel that such a deployment would only come if the UN issues a specific invitation. Separately, British Foreign Minister William Hague said his country is sending advisers to Benghazi to help organize the ad hoc rebel fighting force. He said they would not be delivering weapons or assisting in any fighting. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Benghazi.
Bagpipes wail for the lives lost in the Oklahoma City bombing. The Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building was targeted 16 years ago today. From member station KOSU, Michael Cross reports on the somber ceremony at the Oklahoma City National Memorial.
The day began just as it did on April 19, 1995, but at 9:02, during 168 seconds of silence to honor the victims of the bombing, a strong cold front came through, gusting winds and dropping temperatures. Governor Mary Fallon, who was at the time lieutenant governor, told the crowd the response to the tragedy on that day has been known as the Oklahoma Standard.
To the firefighters, to first responders who came across the nation, to the man who drove up to the bombing site and took off his shoes when he heard that first responders needed some boots to wear to go through the rubble.
Family, friends, and survivors read the names of the 168 victims. The National Memorial is commemorating its 10th year, and this summer expects to surpass 2 million visitors. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
Work is underway in Japan to pump out 25,000 tons of contaminated water from one part of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. The operator says that the mission could take up to 9 months to complete before workers can finally reach the cooling systems that were knocked out in last month's earthquake and tsunami. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 65 points, more than half a percent at 12,267, NASDAQ up 10 at 2745. This is NPR News. The Obama administration is rejecting Standard & Poor's decision to downgrade its credit rating outlook for the U.S., projecting that if a deficit-cutting deal isn't reached within 2 years, the country will be a riskier place to invest. The president says that he is far more optimistic.
I want you to hold me accountable. I want you to hold all of Washington accountable. There is a way to solve this deficit problem in an intelligent way that is fair and share sacrifices so that we can share opportunity all across America.
The president speaking at an Easter prayer breakfast at the White House this morning. Norwegian long-distance runner Greta Waitz has died at the age of 57 after a long struggle with cancer. NPR's Margot Adler reports Waitz won 9 New York City marathons and a silver medal at the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics.
A former Oslo schoolteacher, Waitz won her first New York City marathon in 1978, setting a world best in 2 hours, 32 minutes, 30 seconds. It was her first attempt at running the distance. She went on to win 8 more times. It was more than any other runner, male or female. Waitz won the London Marathon twice and earned 5 titles at the World Cross Country Championships. Waitz competed in the 1972 and 1976 Olympics in the 1500 meters, but missed the 1980 Moscow Games because of the American-led boycott. Waitz started undergoing cancer treatment in 2005, but rarely discussed her condition in public. She also declined to specify which type of cancer she had. A private funeral ceremony is planned for next week. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Firefighting efforts continue in Texas, about 70 miles outside of Fort Worth. 10,000 acres burn. This is NPR.